This is CNBC-TV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi guys, good morning and welcome to the CNBC-TV18 Market Podcast. I'm your host, Reema Tendulkar, for the day. It's been three good days on the trot for our markets. The Nifty has surged 4% in the last 3 days, and with yesterday's closing at that 17,780 mark on the Nifty, we have closed above a very important immediate hurdle for the market, which is that 17,770 mark. Why was that an important hurdle for our markets? One, it marks a 61.8% retracement of the January fall, and secondly, it coincides with the 20-day moving average. So we managed to close above that. The question is, can we build on the momentum of the last 3 days? Yes, the US markets gained yesterday. On an average, the key indices were up 0.5 to 1%, with the S&P 500 up close to about 1%. The rally was led by Alphabet, post a blockbuster set of earnings. But in after-hours market trades, you've seen a sharp fall in NASDAQ, which signals some reversal of gains as US markets open for trade today. So Facebook plunged nearly 22% after it missed earnings. Its next quarter's guidance was insipid, uninspiring. That dragged the rest of the tech shares down. So Snap, Pinterest, Twitter, all of them, faced that meltdown or, crashing blow. The focus will be on the US weekly jobless claims data tonight. The ADP private payroll data was fairly weak, with the total jobs declining about 300,000, much worse than what the street was anticipating. The two good news for our markets. One, the FII outflows have slowed down considerably, so that news is encouraging. The FII sold 184 crore in cash on Wednesday. They sold 22 crore in cash on Tuesday. And this comes after heavy selling by the FIIs in the last 4 months. So in the month of January itself, the FIIs had sold 41,000 crore in the cash market. The fact that in the last 2 days, February, we've seen the FIIs slow down is a positive. Secondly, India's unemployment rate has also declined sharply to 6.5% in January, the lowest since March 2021, according to data from CMIE. The top three stocks to focus today, one would be Tata Consumer, because the EBITDA has beaten expectations. There is a gross margin expansion of 590 basis points. Z, a bit disappointing because their ad revenues have declined by 3%. This is in a quarter when generally festive ad spends have been strong. Apollo Tyres too has seen a sharp contraction in its operating profits. So operating margins have fallen to 13% versus nearly 20% a year ago. Keep your eye on M&M Financial Services. The numbers look good. And IT stocks, IT stocks were in recovery mode. But now with the sell-off that we've seen in US technology shares, will it have a rub-off impact on the Indian IT name? That remains to be seen, because that could smother the recovery that the Indian IT stocks have been. And plus, Cognizant's numbers were also fairly muted. With that, I'm going to wrap up on this podcast. Thank you for listening. It was brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, India's oldest stock exchange.